My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 31st of July 2009 at 11:30 p.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
I'm Guy Parsons. I was born on 21st of February 1987 and I'm from Tadley, which is in Hampshire, south of England.
How are you feeling about going up on the fourth plinth?
I'm excited. I'm a bit frenetic. It's a bit frenetic getting here, and I'll be kind of winging it, I think. So it's gonna be an exciting experience. I'm not really sure what to expect yet.
Have you travelled down to London today, especially?
Unfortunately, my girlfriend lives in London, so I came up yesterday. Although that still didn't help me being on time.
How did you first hear about the project?
I can't really remember how I first heard about the project too well. I think I probably read an article about it, and I'm pretty like applying for things that I hear about randomly is usually like it ends well for me. So I don't know. So I was like, yeah, put it down, and then it came up. So that was good.
And what motivated you to apply?
I just thought it was a fun idea. It was participatory. Democratic. It was the kind of thing that I like. I thought there's a lot of kind of scope to be inventive, scope I might not have used that well for myself, but certainly a lot of other people have. So I thought it was a good idea, and you know, I just wanted to be a part of it, really.
And what happened when you heard you had a place?
I was pretty excited. I showed off to my girlfriend about it quite a lot, and she was a bit annoyed because she hasn't got a place yet, but she's very understanding apart from that. And then I kind of went crazy kind of getting ideas from people, and obviously everybody has their own suggestion or opinion on what it is you should do and what they think of the idea. So that was kind of my first move.
And what have you decided to do for the hour?
It's gone through my plans for the hour. I've gone through some different iterations, I suppose. My first idea was I was going to throw a really big party on the plinth, and I was going to kind of try and get like all sound systems and stuff. And anyway, then I was like, I had to go away, and when I played my pack, I was like, there's no time, I need something simpler. So then I was going to release these kind of fiery sky lanterns into the sky, and then I later discovered or realized it wouldn't actually be possible. And then I was like, well, the one thing I can say about my spot is I'm the first plinther in August, so it's going to be about welcoming people to the month of August as a kind of what do those guys at the hotel lobby who help you with stuff, you know, a concierge of August, I guess.
And how exactly will you be welcoming people into the month?
I will be welcoming people enthusiastically and warmly through the medium of speech and by throwing sweets to them or at them.
And have you got any other props or anything you'll be taking with
you? I have two large pieces of white cardboard, neither of which actually say anything at the moment, so I'm going to go and do that next. Got some sweets, got a megaphone, a chair in case I get tired, or you know, it gets a bit much, I need to sit down, so we'll see how it goes. Yeah, that's about it, I think.
And do you plan to spend the whole hour welcoming and talking?
It's kind of improvisational and freeform, so if I get a lot of hecklers, maybe we'll have some banter, or maybe I'll give up or sit down, or maybe I'll just keep welcoming people even more enthusiastically.
And what do you hope happens when you get up there?
I'm really not, it's really hard to imagine actually what it will be like at this point. So I don't really have a clear expectation, but that's kind of the fun of the experience, I suppose. It's going to be kind of an inventive and hopefully energetic experience, high energy, although I need to have the coffee first and then it will be high energy.
And do you have any fears about going up at all?
Well, you know, I suppose it could just be really kind of hyper awkward and a bit kind of a damp squib, but it's the interesting thing about the project is there's so many people involved, and kind of there's so many plinthers that there's like such a range of experience that different people will have, and if I go up on the plinth and it's really rubbish, well, there'll be hundreds of people who have that experience as well as hundreds of people who have an amazing time. So it's, you know, there's only a 50% chance, right? I'll be happy in like the top 50% of exciting plinth activities, but it's fine. It's, you know, and it's the same thing with coming up with different ideas, stuff to do. Like, whatever idea you can have, probably someone else is going to do it as well, which is kind of cool because you're like, oh, you can only do one thing. But and so when you see other people doing stuff that you were thinking would be cool, you're like, awesome, that happened. So yeah.
Have you been watching much of the project?
Online, I've been, yeah, catching little bits. As kind of, it seems to have caught on as a kind of soothing background viewing, kind of a second screen, and I kind of follow it on Twitter. Although it would be nice after I've done this plinth bit myself, because up until now I'm always watching to see if someone's about to do the thing I was thinking about doing, or, you know, kind of analysing it a bit much, and now I just feel to kind of enjoy it in a soothing way.
And what have you thought about some of the people you've seen online?
I think it's been really good, just the like huge range of stuff, and you get a lot of people, like, which is probably what I'm going to do quite a lot of, which is like call their mum and all this stuff, you know. But it's kind of really nice and just sort of down to earth. But then you get these people who go kind of all out. Like, there was a guy yesterday doing swing dancing, had all these swing dances, and the Save the Children guys did something way better than the party I would ever have planned. They had everyone doing the Time Warp and these huge sound systems. I was like, oh my god, give up, let's do something smaller. So no, just the huge range of big stuff, small stuff, kind of intimate stuff, you know, really out there stuff. It's been really good to see.
Do you think it's a good way of getting a snapshot of the UK?
I think so. I think, or I suppose it depends how you mean by the UK, but I just think the range of, it's such a blank canvas and people really leave their own imprint on it. And I don't think it's not necessarily, it's more like a snapshot of, not necessarily a national thing, but kind of the ways different people's characters and creative processes lead them to interpret it, whether it's just as a bit of fun or some huge chance to make a statement, or like some people see a moral component to it and are like, oh, I have to do something for a charity or whatever, and other people less so. So there's so many different interpretations, and I think in that way you get a real, it has actually been, you can imagine like any one of your friends being on there and kind of think about the way they would choose to do it if they were kind of marched onto the plinth and like, you're there for an hour, do something. So yeah.
Do you feel pressured to perform and entertain?
That's like, do I feel pressured to perform and entertain? Not pressured, but it has crossed my mind when I've been thinking about it, is the relationship of kind of doing what you want to do or doing it kind of for your own benefit versus the benefit of doing it for other people, which I suppose is kind of a titanic struggle in the history of art, whether to, are you doing it for your, you know, the relationship to an audience, or whether it's your own thing. So yeah, it did, you know, I suppose I have been like, what does it matter? Maybe I could just, I was playing the guitar earlier and I'm really bad at guitar, but I was like, can I go up there with a guitar if I'm bad at guitar just because I want to play guitar? What will people think? And then it doesn't matter what people think. So not pressured, but it's occupied my mind. So hopefully I'm trying to do something that will engage people in a kind of friendly, easy to understand way.
Who would you say that you're doing it for then?
For I would say I'm doing it for, I'm not sure I'm doing it for anyone. I hope it will be a fun hour for me and for anyone that comes to say hi and engages with it. And hopefully it will just bring a little smile to people's face. Although the spotlit nature of it is not, you know, I think maybe if I was standing on a street corner with a megaphone and being like, happy August, people would be like, oh, cool, thanks. Whereas maybe if I'm on the plinth, they'll be like, you're not juggling, you're not breathing fire, you know. So I don't know, we'll see what people make of it.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
I don't think so, really, no. This is the first thing I've done.
And are you interested in Gormley's work?
He is pretty famous, which is a good advantage because I'm not like a huge art lover. But actually, it sounds really sycophantic to say, but like, yeah, just he's one of the kind of practicing artists where I'm like, yeah, cool, did a good thing. And I went to like his exhibition at the Hayward, which is like the only exhibition I went to last year, actually. So no, I just kind of like his stuff's kind of quite whittled down, I think.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of the project?
It's really nice to be part of this much bigger thing that I'm really only a very small slice of. And there's, I like the tension between the fact that, to, you know, for me, it's like 1 hour on this, you know, literally a pedestal in front of all these people raised up above them. Like, you know, like this thing feels really important, but yet you're one less than a 2/1000th of the overall work. So you're really kind of a very small piece of it. So there's kind of that nice, it's very big, but it's also very small at the same time. So yeah, I'm kind of honoured to participate, I suppose.
What do you do when you're not going up on plinths?
When I'm not going up on plinths, I kind of work in games and web stuff. But yeah, my career is always a little bit wobbly and flexible, so I try and wait for good things to come along, and I'm like, yeah, I'll do that, sure. What's the worst that can happen?
Is that like designing?
Yeah, kind of.
So do you consider yourself to be a creative person?
I guess a lot of stuff I work on is sort of somewhat creative. Like, there's a thing at the end, and I can be like, yeah, I was part of that, rather than a sort of ongoing process type job. So yeah, I don't know. I don't really consider myself particularly artistic, I suppose, but I enjoy kind of coming up with stuff. It hasn't, as it happens, turned into this huge, you know, work of immaculate, crazy, huge art, but I've enjoyed the process of thinking of up stuff for this hour and kind of kicking ideas around and thinking, like I said, what the different ideas mean, I guess, in terms of what it is.
And what are the things that are important to you in life at the moment?
Other things important to me in life at the moment, I'm kind of going through a period of reconnecting with my friends. I've been sort of geographically separated somewhat from people I know for a while. So that's kind of an important thing to me at the moment. And this is my girlfriend, and I'm moving out of my house in a month, so I'm excited to do that. And so lots of things, I guess.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you applied and 20 minutes before you're about to film?
Yeah, it's been exciting. It's been pretty simple and straightforward, kind of surreal in that respect, I suppose. Weird to watch it all online, and kind of, it's just sort of all happened. So yeah, I'd say it's a positive experience so far. I'm, I guess, about to see on what note it ends. Okay, no worries.